From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Tuesday.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Standing by for a reporting season this side of the world.
Yeah, we've had plenty of focus on the US earnings season over the last couple of weeks. At a general level, they've been better than expected, so all good there. In the end phase of those US numbers. Now, still a few bigger companies to report over the next over the rest of this week. Alibaba, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Nestle. Kraft Heinz, so still some big names there, and we'll keep you posted if there's anything interesting there. So we shift the attention a little bit closer to home now. We're going to move into a whole string of announcements from New Zealand and Australian companies. Lots up next week, this week, over the next few days. We had contact yesterday. I'll talk about that in a second. The Generation Retailer, but got NZX, the share market operator, and the two Sky, Sky TV and Sky City. I mean, both have had their challenges lately, so plenty of interest in their announcements. In Australia, we had JB Hi-Fi yesterday. I'll talk about that in a minute. But then you've got Suncorp, Combank, Amcor, Telstra to come this week. So lots going on there. Contact earnings fell. That was expected. So they had lower hydro generation, so they had to use more gas. That's more expensive. The share price moved 1 cent, Mike, so clearly market not too perturbed by the fall in earnings. Across the Tasman, though, Mike, JB Hi-Fi, everybody's out buying tech stuff. Share price surged higher, 11.5%. So happy shareholders on the day. They guided the market higher in terms of profit as well. So they're seeing growth in low-margin categories, and they, very nicely worded, bias in customer purchasing towards key promotional periods. In other words, you know, Singles Day, Black Friday, people are just racing in there. They see the ads in their Facebook feed or Instagram feed, and they race down and buy headphones and Dyson vacuum cleaners and whatever else it is. But on fire.
Good stuff.
Everyone's buying stuff.
Tell me why.
Yep.
I'm filling up at 262 on the 98, and yep. Oil's about 6 cents a barrel.
Yeah, what are they? You still put that 98 stuff in.
I'm loving the 98.
Loving the 98. Oh, yeah. I don't even know how to lift that lever. okay, so so oil. Let's have a bit of a closer look. So Brent crude this morning, Mike, $53.60 last time I looked. And the thing, one of the problems we've got here is that what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is we've seen a lower New Zealand dollar as well. So we'll talk about the low. I'll talk in a minute about the low Brent crude price. But at the same time as we're getting lower Brent crude, we're also getting a weaker New Zealand dollar. Now, so that's shielding us from some of the oil price weakness. We're not enjoying it because the lower New Zealand dollar helps our exporters, but it makes imports more expensive. So this pretty significant move in what is a pretty fundamental commodity. Just to refresh your memory, Mike, early January, Brent crude was at just under $69. So that's over a 20% fall since then. And it's concerns over a slowdown of activity in China and what might be the impact on the demand for crude oil. Now, fatalists would just shrug and say there's absolutely no way of knowing, but and there's a certain element of truth in that, so we really don't know how long the coronavirus is going to impact on Chinese sort of domestic activity. But I think we can sort of join a few dots or maybe paint a bit of a picture. Chinese oil executives have been reported as saying oil consumption in February in China could be 25% lower than a year ago. So people are basically not going anywhere. They're not doing the normal day-to-day activities. Now, 25% fall in Chinese consumption, that's potentially equivalent to a 3% fall in global consumption. So cue this fall in the oil price. And under $60 a barrel, apparently some producers start getting a little bit tight on the old profitability. But what's happening in the background here, Mike, is OPEC Advisory Board has recommended a cut of 600,000 barrels a day. But the problems are you've got this continued presence of the U.S. shale oil production, but perhaps more importantly, the Russians have just shrugged their shoulders and said, we'll think about that. We'll get back to you on that one. Effectively, they've said they're not going to play ball on the production cuts. They might not hear from them until early March. So at that weakness in oil, you could see going on for a little time yet.
Okay, good insight. What are the numbers?
29,141 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down up 39 points, 0.13%. The S&P 500 up 9 points at 3,336, about 0.25% gain. The Nasdaq's up 53 points, 0.5% there at 9,573. The FTSE 100 lost 20 points, 7,446. The Nikkei lost 142 points, 23686. Shanghai Composite gained 15, half a percent gain there, 2890. So the Shanghai Composite has stabilised. The ASX 200, 7012, down 10. The NZX 50, down 58 points. Yesterday closing at 11,702 on the currencies. In the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6383 US, 0.9563 Aussie, 0.5849 euro, 0.4940 pounds, 70.07 yen. Gold, $1,574.73. And as I said, Brent crude, $53.61.
Love your style. See you midweek. Andrew Keller here on the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.